B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Plays into Jeremy Lamb. 6 seconds to go. He drives. He shoots. It's up and no good. Rebound down to Harris. And finally they foul with .8 to go. So they went for the two. Jeremy Lamb driving it on T.J. McConnell. And his shot went in and out, but no good.
Celtics. Yeah! Told you they win. No problem last night. They let the, Hornets? They let them just kind of hang around for a little bit and give them some confidence. That's nice of them. But now it's all about the Celtics, Trey, Bob, yes. Jamie. All about the Celtics. Push that pesky win aside. JJ Redick's like, bro, I got this. No problem. Swish after swish, no problem with him. Ripping boards, J.J. Redick, power forward, part-time power forward with the rebounds he was ripping last night. I heard this thing. That was his first ever double-double. Apparently, he never had one in college. So you would have to say that's J.J. Redick's first double-double since high school. Since high school, Billy?
Probably.
It was awesome last night watching him. Yeah. What was not awesome was watching the bench in the first half. And here's the thing. They kept on saying that, that James Ennis had 4 points, and that was all the bench points in the first half. He really had two, because Jimmy Butler decided on a fast break where he could have gone up and at least slammed it home and maybe gotten fouled because it would have been a tight play. He just gave it up. Little drop pass, if it was hockey, to James Ennis, who threw it down for two. So he got spotted. And then he came out, 14 points total off the bench? That was all you were able to get for bench scoring? Fine, whatever. It was a win. A win is a win. You got the Celtics tonight, baby.
Yep, you needed that win coming into tonight, I thought. You know, as much as we kind of pushed it aside, you don't have Embiid, all that. I just think you needed that going into tonight. And did the starters maybe play more minutes than Brett had hoped? For, you know, the big four were all over like 37 minutes.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting tonight, but tonight's such a big game. Any tired legs get overridden by that.
Trey, that man Bob Cooney right there, you see him to your left?
Yeah.
He made me lose sleep last night.
Why is that?
Because he rattled off a stat yesterday that I didn't even realize. I knew it was bad, but I didn't know it was this bad. The 76ers in their last 24 matchups with the Boston Celtics are 3-21. 3-21!
Yeah.
Versus the Boston Celtics. I was tossing and turning thinking about that. But they're going to win tonight.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm feeling confident they win. Oh, you're feeling it too, then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I definitely think they were going to win this game. I just did not. I didn't want to see them just overlook Charlotte. I thought that, you know, this was a game that they needed to win. I mean, everybody came in there. You know, it was a tough game. How many times did the lead change? What, about 24?
Yeah, it's like 22. Yeah, something like that, yeah.
So, you know, this was one of those games where, you know, you just had to battle it out. They did enough to keep the win. The energy level was, you didn't have that slap the court, all right, let's go.
You almost did. J.J. Redick, a Duke player. He was back in North Carolina, obviously.
I mean, he came out there and just just lit it up. I mean,
something
you
about
know,
the air there, I guess.
Yeah, might be.
JJ's in the paint throwing elbows, getting it, getting boards, you know, Dennis Rodman style. And, you know, just doing his thing. It was a good game for them to pull out.
JJ Redick, also known as the Worm.
Yeah, the Worm.
That's just his part-time nickname. Jimmy Butler wants this win against Boston. We'll hear from him as the show goes on today, as he spoke to the media, per usual, after the win last night. Jimmy Butler, 0-2 versus Boston since becoming a 76er. Tobias Harris, he wants the win. We talked to him last week. He's hating the Celtics right now. JoJo, well-rested. And this is an interesting little story that came out after the game. Brett Brown FaceTimed with JoJo. Now, Bob, I heard you say in the 5 o'clock hour that it was probably planned. Like, hey, we're going to touch base after the game via FaceTime. Mm-hmm. I guess he wants to make sure he's not, you know, downing Shirley Temples and singing karaoke topless. I don't know. Maybe hopefully concentrating on the game. But if it wasn't planned, and this is what went through my idiot brain when Brett Brown talked about it at postgame, was like, I FaceTimed with JoJo, and it was like, did JoJo know that was happening, or was he like, was he spooning with Anna DePaula?
He was.
Like, hold on, babe. I gotta take this FaceTime. He's like, hold on. I'm getting a call. Who calling me? And then he looks and it's Brett, and he's like, oh, hold on, babe. I gotta take this. Hold on. I put my shirt on. Then he puts his shirt on, and it's just like, yo, coach. It's like, hey, we got Boston tomorrow night. Get ready to go. And that whole thing. Now everyone's well rested. Everyone's JoJo's rested up. The rest of the team, not so much. But Ben Simmons coming off a 28-point performance last night. You like to see him go after the basket the way he was. We mentioned J.J. Redick, 27 points, 10 boards. People are raring to go, my friend.
Before we go any further.
Yes, yeah, so you
said. Are you a big FaceTime guy?
No.
Yeah?
I FaceTimed recently a couple of my cousins, but that was about it.
Bob? FaceTime?
No, we FaceTime our son who's down in South Carolina okay. every once in a while, but that's it. Yeah. I'm not a...
Jamie, you FaceTime?
I FaceTime with my parents. That's okay. it. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I think my mom hasn't found out about it yet, so...
Oh, yeah. Look out. When the moms find out,
it's over.
And then it becomes the problem because I'll text a question, like once I was getting something for my sister's birthday, and I was like, hey, mom, do they have so-and-so? I texted her. Instead of calling, she FaceTimes in. I'm like, no. I'm in a public store. I can't do this. Please just call.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not for all times.
No, the FaceTime situation.
It's kind of weird sometimes.
Yeah, well, yeah. Consider this. We live in an era where if your doorbell rings, you freak the hell out.
What's going on?
Somebody rang your doorbell? What kind of sick maniac came up to your house and rang your doorbell unannounced?
It was the day before, whatever it was. Yeah, and I got up and I like kind of looked out and I saw it was somebody trying to sell something and I just sat back down. I didn't even answer.
That's a good move. I would have been more impressive if it was somebody you knew personally, like your neighbor.
Still ignoring
it. I was just like, not right now.
My mother-in-law or something?
Yeah, right. I didn't say it.
You walk up to the door. No one's home.
Yeah.
So you think about the progression of things. Mm. Somebody rings your doorbell. Yeah. You hide under the sofa. Yeah. Somebody calls you, not text.
Yeah.
I know. like somebody calls you without the heads up text. Like, hey, got a sec to talk? Yeah. That type of thing.
Yeah,
I had to text somebody yesterday. And I texted them to set up a phone call because I'm not a psycho where I just call people out of the blue. Maybe I'll call Jamie out of the blue. That's about it, but that's work purposes.
Yeah. FaceTime just is weird, though. Like, anytime I see a FaceTime call come through, I'm like, I'm hoping you pushed the wrong button.
Yes, it's a butt dial.
Yeah, it was a butt dial. You know?
With the FaceTime, it's the ultimate invasion now. Yeah. It's the ultimate invasion of, I'm going to butt into your life.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know where to look. It's like, where do I look? You know, we're looking into each other's eyes. Like, I had one of my young cousins FaceTime me one time, and at the end of it, I told him, I'm like, man, don't ever FaceTime me ever again. I mean, it's really weird.
It is. And I'm someone that does look at the camera, not me in the
video. It's too much for me.
It is. And, we'll get that even more a little bit later. There is this other thing we're going to discuss today. There's a guy from Jersey that's pretty good at baseball, and he just signed a $430 million deal. In baseball. Can you sign a $430 million deal? And a lot of the comments and or articles are about how you left money on the table.
So
What is happening in the world today where that is an actual statement people will make after $430 million?
Wow. Congratulations, Mike Trout.
it really hit home yesterday because I think we all know somebody who knows Mike Trout,
yeah.
like knew him from Millville, like mm-hmm. back in the day, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And a friend of Jamie, you actually know this girl. She kind of grew up with the Trout family in the Millville area and all that. And she posted a picture of her brother and Mike Trout when they were kids.
Uh-huh.
Mike Trout's wearing a Brett Favre jersey.
Interesting.
Yeah. And her brother's like wearing a Flyers jersey, and they're on the kitchen counter. And she just said, "Congratulations, Mikey." And I'm just like, it was her brother when they were probably 8 years old, and they had a sleepover, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like
taking baths together.
Well, that wasn't picture. But I know what you mean. And it's like, for the record, I never took a bath with a friend. It's just my brother.
Yeah, just
but,
your brother.
Yeah, because we weren't spending money on two bathtubs full of
yeah,
water.
Please.
But like it really highlights just how much from the area he is, like how intertwined in our area.
Everybody's met somebody that knows somebody in the Trout circles. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just like, oh, you know someone who met him once. It's like you know someone that grew up with him.
Yeah, and I'd heard from those same people, him coming back to Philly wasn't on the forefront of his mind.
Okay.
So, you know, this was no shocking news, really.
But here's the deal. Everyone's making a big deal about this and crying in their Cheerios, right? What's changed?
Nothing.
He got a lot richer.
Yeah.
Like a huge deal in baseball. And you're going to hate this, Jamie. Oh, my God. Are you going to hate my take on this?
Uh-oh.
It's not over.
Oh, no.
It's not over.
It's
not over.
Some things have changed.
Yeah, he's rich.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing fine.
And the magnifying glass is really on Bryce Harper right now.
Why is that?
Oh, what? Everybody was kind of like, all right, hey, you know, you do your thing. Mike Trout will be here in a couple years. All right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Bryce Harper's a horrible recruiter. That's one thing. And he's bad at hitting major league pitching right now. Everything else is
otherwise, everything's going great.
Everything's swimming. But no, I think this actually helped Bryce Harper because Mike Trout got the money he should have gotten. $100 million more than Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
So now, like, Bryce Harper was free.
A bargain.
There's a really interesting stat that came out yesterday from Jason Stark. We'll get into it as the show goes on today. I'll explain my take as to why things really haven't changed that much for Mike Trout. Crazy day regarding the Big Five hoops. We talked to Fran Dunphy yesterday. Phil Martelli, shortly after the show, Phil Martelli and St. Joe's, they part ways. So now two new coaches will be taking over in the Big Five. So we'll get into that a little bit. Flyers lost a tough one last night. Adam Schefter will join us at 8 o'clock. How do you think your boy, Bob, how do you think Adam Schefter's feeling this morning?
Yes, sit, JJ. Get rid of JJ Redick off his fantasy team.
Yeah, no time for JJ. Wow. 10 boards, what, 27 points? Come on now. A woman got kicked off a flight for being too naked.
Yeah, I saw that.
Here's the deal. She wasn't. I want to get into that a little bit. Mm-hmm. Jalen Mills did an interview recently. And speaking of nude, Robert Kraft. This is the weirdest. It got so much weirder. It got so much weirder. We do on a day that is almost like a football Friday type of vibe with the Sixers taking on the Celtics tonight. Mm-hmm. We do have our Twitter poll brought to you by Window Nation. Sam Wilson, what do you have for us?
This morning we asked, will the Sixers beat the Celtics tonight? We have just over 200 votes so far. 74% say yes, they will.
74% say yes, they will. We have another pair of Sixers tickets we're going to give away today. Also a spot in our knockout tournament. Giving away Sixers tickets for Thursday night, March 28th, versus the Brooklyn Nets in South Philly. You'll also get a spot in that annual knockout tournament taking place on the court following the game. You can register for a spot in that competition on our contest page at 975thefanatic.com. Coming up, Trey, I'm going to ask you this question as a former athlete here.
Yeah, yeah.
When is it okay to acknowledge a rivalry? We'll get into that in a second here because Ben Simmons, great game last night. It ticked me off just a little bit. Time at the
Fanatic. What's wrong with you this morning?
I know, right? Time at the Fanatic 614. From ESPN, Adam Schefter, and he is brought to us by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. Visit RothmanSpine.com. Good morning, Adam Schefter.
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
Just hanging out. I got to start here, man. Any regret about letting J.J. Redick go off your fantasy basketball team?
Yeah.
27 points, 10 boards.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Killed me last.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
In fact, last night, the regrets of my fantasy basketball team, I drafted D'Angelo Russell in the fifth round, and about 2-3 weeks into the season, watched him just have one 3 of 14 night after another, and like, I can't take it anymore, and I cut him. And so I cut D'Angelo Russell, and a few weeks ago, because I really didn't need threes or free throw percentage, the two areas that JJ was helping me most, I cut him, and my exes are coming back to haunt me as I'm in the finals this week against a stacked team and need everything that I could get, and I ain't getting it.
Shafty, you're a curse, man. Yeah. What happened?
Oh, my God.
That's what happens when you stop listening to that Bob Cooney fella. I'm telling you.
My bad.
No, Bob didn't tell me to cut him. Okay. I cut him on my own.
Oh, there you go.
I needed different categories at the time I released him. I needed more flexibility and did that, and it hasn't really – I've gotten rid of – I've traded Trey Young. I've traded Yusuf Nurkic. I've gotten rid of a lot of great players this year that would have helped me win this championship this week that I'm going to struggle to stay alive in.
All right. Well, I wish you the best of luck as far as that goes, Adam Schefter. But it's now a crowded secondary with the Eagles.
Yeah.
Are you hearing anything about them potentially just looking around the league, trying to make a deal, trying to move on from maybe a Jalen Mills? I doubt a Ronald Darby, obviously, as he just came back.
Yeah.
Anything regarding the Eagles and possibly moving on from one of their corners?
Well, let me say this, that first of all, they strongly believe, as do many teams, you can never have enough cornerbacks. And so, you know, you've got Ronald Darby coming off the injury, and Ronald Darby may not be ready to start the season. I mean, there's a chance that may happen. Okay, so if that were the case, depending on how his offseason recovery comes along, then do you think you're as deep in the secondary as we're talking about? Probably not. And so I think that they probably feel very good about where they're at right now. They've got depth. They've got bodies back there. They've got some good people. Darby and Jones and Douglas and LeBlanc, Mills, all those guys like that. I don't think that they're looking to get rid of. Those guys are very valuable. And in this day and age where basically you're playing as many defensive backs as you are, I would think that they're going to hold on to all those guys. In fact, they'll probably wind up adding another one during the draft at some point in the draft.
Yeah, most likely. Speaking with Adam Schefter, now, as far as the draft goes, I know a lot of people are looking at Josh Jacobs out of Alabama. Yeah. People want to see that skill position added to the Eagles' backfield. Maybe people have reservations as a first-round pick, but if the guy is the best guy on the board, you take him. But as far as running back goes right now with the Eagles, Duke Johnson was a name that caught some people's attention. Of course, they'd have to acquire him via trade. How much does the Kareem Hunt suspension factor into the idea whether or not the Browns will be ready to move on from him this offseason?
Well, they entertained the idea of it. I think that when they signed Kareem Hunt, they knew he was getting suspended. I mean, this is what we expected all along. So I don't think anything changes. They've got Chubb, they've got Hunt, they've got Duke Johnson. Again, we're talking about depth. And Duke Johnson's a good football player. It won't surprise me if he's traded during the days leading up to the draft or during the draft. It depends on what you get back. I mean, usually when you hear a guy's name floating around, usually at some point during the offseason, they make their way out. And you could always find another running back, and it would make sense that they would deal him. And I think Philadelphia's probably looked at him. It wouldn't surprise me if they have. And something still could come about. It's March 20th. The draft is over a month away. So there's plenty of time to make something happen. And if you look at the Eagles' backfield situation, Ajayi is in Indianapolis today, visiting with the Colts. You've got Corey Clement. You got Darren Sproles. We think he's coming back, right? Josh Adams, Pumphrey. So, Smollett. They have guys. They have pretty good guys right now. There's no doubt that they would like to add more, and they will add more. It's just a question of how that's going to get done.
Schefter, you talked about Darren Sproles, you kind of casually mentioned. I think we're wondering, is it a case where it's just up to him now? If he wants to come back, they'll have him? Or are they dead set on bringing him back?
I think it's a case where basically he has to make the decision he's going to play. Usually with him, there was some thought that he's going to retire in other recent years too, and he hasn't. And this guy's like a football lifer, and I think he lives on the West Coast, so you know, the idea of leaving his family is not overly appealing to him. So he likes to spend as much time with them and then come in and play with the team. And again, I haven't heard a final decision which way it's going to go from him or whether they would want him back. But I think they love him so much that I'm sure they would want him back. And the only question would be then, does he officially come back, which I would think yes.
Speaking with Adam Schefter of ESPN, the other name that you mentioned out of the Eagles' backfield was Jay Ajayi, who, of course, won a Super Bowl a year ago here in Philadelphia. But with his knee issue, do you see him, and also now having a back issue last year and a knee issue again, do you see him getting a long-term deal somewhere at 25, 26 years old? Okay.
I mean, well, look, first of all, if you're in the free agent market 1 week into free agency and you haven't got anything, the chances are you're not going to get the deal that you want. That's not true of everybody, but it's usually the case. And, you know, running back, you want to get that security and get whatever you can. Now, when he came out of college, there were a lot of teams that had red flags in him due to his knees at that time. I think it was bone on bone at that time, and they were worried how long he would be able to last. That has followed him throughout the course of his career. It's really nothing new. And now you mix in the injuries he's coming off of, and it makes it such, just look at the marketplace for running backs. I think Tevin Coleman got, you know, basically a $3.5 million average, initially. It's called a 2-year, $10 million deal, but it's really closer to 8.5 on a 2-year deal and maybe even lower. And some of these running back deals, they're just not very high. I mean, Jay Ajayi has to know that market is not strong, particularly for somebody coming off an injury. And he probably does want to get a short-term deal, come back, prove his worth, and then hit the market again. It's tough position to be in for him.
The Eagles, I think, since we last spoke, put a second-round tender on Nate Sudfeld, a guy that we haven't really seen a lot of. What did you make of that move?
Well, I was told, actually, that there are teams that view him with starter capabilities. Now, we'll see what happens. I think the fact that the Eagles put the second-round tender on him tells you that they recognize that he's a talented guy. And so they're saying to other teams, yeah, we know that you know he's talented, but if you're going to come after him, it's going to cost you a two. And that's why they did that. And again, I had some people tell me, you know, just keep alert on that one down the line. There are some teams that would view him as a viable guy. The issue this year, when you look at it, though, is there just aren't that many teams that have a starting quarterback need. I mean, we saw that with Nick Foles play out, where Jacksonville was really the only landing spot. And if Jacksonville had not stepped up the way that he wanted, what would he then have done? Washington has kind of patched work the quarterback position together with Case Keenum and Colt McCoy, Josh Johnson. So there's not a team with a visible need there. There are plenty of teams with backup quarterback needs. Denver, Miami maybe, Cleveland, others. And that might be something that would be very appealing for another team to have Nate Sudfeld, but that's why the Eagles put a second on him, because they need a backup quarterback with Foles gone, and they right now would like him to be the guy.
Schefter, I know the offseason has basically just started, and as you said, that the draft is still a month away, but what teams do you think have really, really helped themselves this offseason the most, and where do the Eagles kind of land in that landscape with you?
Well, I think that what the Eagles did is they made a concerted effort to keep their own players, and we saw them do it time and time again with all the players of theirs that they re-signed this offseason. They made a real push to do that. They got a lot of deals done with their own guys. We saw that happen with Jason Peters and with Brandon Graham and with some of the players that they re-signed because they were busy. Jake Kelly, they were busy doing that. And then, you know, they had to move on from Bennett to make room for Graham. I thought the Eagles did an excellent job retaining their people. When we look at people that were winners this offseason, if you can even define such a thing, I think it's so hard to do that because very rarely do teams spend in free agency and buy themselves a championship. I think you compliment your team. Yeah, the Cleveland Browns, I mean, that's a win what they've added this offseason so far. They added Olivier Vernon, who I know the other teams that faced the Giants hated going up against for his motor, for his energy, for his talent.
And we lost Adam Schefter. Oh, just dropped off. Oh, I don't know what happened there, Adam. But, Adam, I'm sorry, you dropped off for a second, brother.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so the Browns, they added Vernon, Beckham. They've added the moves that they have done. Sheldon Richardson, like, that defense is scary in Cleveland right out front. And their front four, for the Browns, might just be the best front four in all of football.
Wow.
Yeah. Adam, you're amazing. You pick up right where you left off. That's incredible.
Well, no. Well, I mean, that's the job. But Sheldon Richardson is a monster, and Myles Garrett is a monster, and Olivier Vernon, and the guy in the middle next to Richardson, who's named Larry Ogunjobi, I can't even pronounce the guy's last name. I mean, that really is the best front four in football, I think.
All right.
And when you combine it with Baker Mayfield and Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry and all these guys, oof, scary.
Adam Schefter, last one for you. I wanted to get this in a second ago, but here it is. I know you're a big hoops guy. So who do you have tonight, Sixers or Celtics? Who wins tonight?
Where's the game at?
The game is in South Philadelphia.
Oh, I'm going to go Sixers then.
There you go.
Embiid rested last night. Oh, please tell me Butler's playing tonight. He's on my team. I can't have to take rest days this week.
He's playing.
Okay, good. And he's going to play then. And they have a few days off before their last game, right? So he's not resting this week, correct?
No, he is not. You're good to go.
Thank the fantasy basketball guy for 3 games this week. Thank you. That would have destroyed me.
Adam Schefter, we thank you as always for coming on with us. Always great catching up with you, and great stuff per usual. Thank you, man.
Thanks, guys.
I'm just going back over this Robert Kraft plea deal that they're giving him. So not only does he have to say, okay, you know, if this would have gone to court, I would have lost.
Right.
Oh, no, there's more. They would also have to submit to an STD test.
All right.
And take a class on dangers of prostitution.
Oh, that part I remember, yes.
Complete 100 hours of community service and pay $10,000 in court fees. I'm pretty sure.
So it is a plea deal.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's not really worried about, you know.
Essentially.
You know, the 10 grand or whatever. Right. I'm thinking what the hang up is, you got to take that test. And if that gets leaked.
He doesn't want to take the chance.
Oh, yeah. You know, because when you take that test, and it's all just sitting right there in front of you now.
All right. So you play the role of Robert Kraft. All right, Trey?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here you go. I'm the FBI in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's what we can do, Robert. We can either release we can either give you this test for the for AIDS, or we can release this video of you going into the, what was it, Orchids of Asia Day Spa?
Yes.
Your call. What would you want to do?
Oh, well, it's not just AIDS. I mean, you know, this is STD, so I ain't no telling.
Yeah, STD test, yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Release the tapes!
Release the tapes!
He'd probably sit up straight and go, I'm going to be a star.
Yeah, I mean, I would take the test.
I mean, you're not visiting Orchids of Asia.
Well, that is correct. I have not visited Orchids of Asia.
Yeah.
I feel like Orchids of Asia is a name that, like, if a radio bit, like, made it up, they'd be, like, off the air in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
They'd be like, you can't call it that.
Yeah.
And then guess what? That's the name of the place, unfortunately.
Yeah. So I'm thinking that right there might be the little hang up. You take that out the table. You try, like, oh, yeah, all right, cool. Yeah, let's go ahead.
It would certainly give me pause. It would certainly give me pause, Trey. Now, we mentioned Ben Simmons, and it is like, you are just enjoying this, man.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. All right.
Good luck transitioning.
This is impossible.
Because TMZ is going to get this.
Yes.
And it's
I'm terrified for that.
Yeah, this is what came up on the test.
Because I'm not going to be sitting there with a bag of popcorn like Jamie is. But yes, I will hit click.
Sorry, that was the sound of me setting notifications to TMZ on my phone.
But I'm not going to be clamoring to see this, but I am going to click play just to see what is out there. Yes, I am.
Oh,
it is going to happen. And you know who else is? About a billion other people are going to do the same thing. And they're just
all sick.
Because they want to know what's what.
What do you want to know? You want to know what an 83-year-old man looks like naked going after a girl?
It's probably a robe.
Probably a robe.
Yeah, I mean, I think Kraft is a robe, guys.
You're going to take that chance?
He's definitely a robe.
Eventually it comes off.
He's like a classy guy, man.
Here's what I'm probably going to do.
And you're going to see an ass that's dripping onto the floor. Maybe not.
I don't know.
I'm probably.
Maybe he does squats.
Why do you want. You're an idiot.
Maybe he's like hanging in one of those, like, you know, remember the sex dungeon out in Upper Dublin? Maybe they got some weird contraptions in there.
Maybe he's hanging
from his ankles like Batman in the doorframe. And you don't know these things.
But do you need to know?
Kind of.
I kind of need to know that. If I hit click on the video and I hear the
hell is wrong with the two of you?
I can guys, I want to. First off, a lot of your audience is gonna see it, Bob. You're gonna have to relate to your audience.
And a lot of them are saying, "No way, do I want to see Robert Kraft naked?
I don't want to see it.
You do.
It's work.
Trey, are you watching this tape?
He's wearing full body latex. I don't know.
Yes. I don't want to take the chance. He's not.
Maybe he
do
is
you
want to
watch this tape, Trey?
I mean, for research purposes, I think
it's work.
We have to do our job.
Bob,
due diligence.
I'm shocked at you. These two idiots, I agree with. I suspected.
Bob, yeah. When you were watching a 10-win Sixers season, did you do it because you wanted to or because it was work? Exactly. It's the same thing. Okay. I rest my case.
This is okay. What we have to do. This is the job.
You're not getting
it's the cross we bear, Bob.
Yeah, come on. This is a public service, Bob.
Oh,
it's not
God.
About us. It's about the listening audience.
Think about somebody else,
the
Bob.
The people we serve.
Hanging from
the we are journalists,
door frame
Bob.
Like yeah. Batman.
I don't know what goes on down there.
You,
God.
I know I need it, but I think you need help more, Jamie. I know I need a little bit of it.
I've never denied that.
Yeah, I
do
need
they
like
dress
a,
him up in something fancy? I don't like, know.
Maybe it's like maybe the Western theme. Maybe he does the firefighter thing. Yeah, maybe it's cosplay.
Wear,
I don't know.
Does he wear cowboy boots with spurs?
Yeah. He could be a furry. I don't know.
Oh, all right. We're good now. We're good. We can draw the line there.
He's messed up.
So many questions.
Jamie, you're a journalist. That's what you are. I don't know about this Bob Cooney fella, but you, sir,
oh
Jamie Lynch,
God.
Journalist. Oh so anyway,
my.
Speaking of Brett Brown, Brett
flawless, Mark.
Flawless. Thank you. I'm a wordsmith. So Brett Brown, after the game last night, unlike Ben Simmons, acknowledged the hype that went into a game like this, a game like tonight against the Celtics.
So Bob, if he's hanging upside down,
oh God,
you're gonna like
come
that.
On.
He's trying to transition, Bob.
It's a
I'm
hopeless
teasing.
Effort.
Go ahead, Mark.
It's hopeless. It's hopeless.
So is there grass skirt and coconuts? I mean, I don't know. Is there fire twirling?
Do they serve hors d'oeuvres?
What's going on? You know, we need to know what's going on in there.
I don't
so
know.
Brett's pumped to play the Celtics tonight, I heard.
Yeah, he is moderately...
He's ready to roll.
He probably grew up a Patriots fan.
Oh, he did. He told me he went to many 76, specifically 76ers Celtics game at Boston Garden when he was a kid.
Really?
With his dad. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Because the rivalry was at its prime then.
Uh-huh.
And then when he went to school at Boston University, it was, you know, early 80s.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So that's exciting. All right, focus.
Guys, let's come on. Okay. Let's rein it in.
Hold on.
I can't.
I need.
Thanks, Shefty.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.